BBC Radio 1. BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Thursday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast includes Alexander Armstrong and Richard Osman off of Pointless, incredible scenes and a very posh innuendo bingo. Much excitement for our student tour next week. Greg's on Real or No Real, and Chris's mate Fernando pops in with a problem. Scott Mills,
Radio 1. Hello, Christopher.
Hello, Scott.
Yeah. Hello.
I was going to try say Scottifer, but it just rubbish.
So you can't really lengthen my name.
No,
which I actually quite like. Not that Christopher is lengthening your name. That's just your actual name. I'm shortening it by saying Chris. You're aware of that, aren't you?
Although, you know when you just find out someone's middle name? I happened to be sent an email earlier which had your full name on there. I was like...
Lucifer.
It's not Lucifer. But it's really weird seeing your name. Like I think everyone's used to it just being Scott Mills. And then suddenly when you see a middle name in there as well, it looks... I don't know, it's weird.
What's yours?
My middle name's Francis. Did you not know this? Are we literally finding this out about each other right now?
I've known you years.
And what's yours?
Robert,
exactly.
What's funny about that?
Nothing, but when I see it
nothing
on
funny about Bob.
You're so used to hearing Scott Mills.
Oh, do you want us to remake the jingles now, do you? Scott, Robert Mills.
See, it's rubbish.
It's not, don't call my middle name rubbish. I'm perfectly happy with it. Anyway, the bakes were on again last night, weren't they?
Oh, possibly more exaggerated than previous weeks as well.
So this is when Mel and Sue tell the bakers to go for it and they go, bake.
Never just said normally. I put this on Twitter last night, right, and I said, Sue is really going for it today. It's particularly annoying. I've got my finger hovering above the mute button for when... Because she does it every time. You know it's going to happen.
Is it the ready, set bit or just the bake bit?
No, because it'll always be ready, set...
And then bake!
That one. It's so much. But then loads of people gave me grief saying, no, that's the best bit about Bake Off.
I'm not sure it is.
I don't think it is.
Bake!
The Scott Mills Daily.
Come up with an amazing way of annoying you on our tour bus on our student tour next week. I'm going to get these noises put on my phone.
Bake!
And when you're asleep, I'm going to have bake in your ears to wake you up.
Really?
I'm also going to work out, I'm not good with technology, but I'm going to work out how to change your ringtone to this.
Bake!
Every time your phone rings...
No!
Bake!
It goes right through me.
I know. Today, on Innuendo Bingo, yes, it's a bingo day, it's a Pointless special. Ahead of the Radio 1 and One Extra DJs appearing on Pointless this Saturday on BBC One at 5:30, we've managed to get, somehow, Alexander Armstrong and Richard Osman from Pointless to play Innuendo Bingo. And that's going to be happening at 1:45. I think if you've never watched before, this is definitely the one to watch today. You just don't imagine people like that playing bingo. Too posh.
Yeah, and it's a quirky one as well, isn't it? It's a bit like when we had the governess on from The Chase. Yeah. It's one of these ones that is surprisingly cult.
And will do well, I think. Just to see Richard Osman getting absolutely annihilated with water,
absolutely.
It's worth it. 1:45 today, that's happening. Innuendo Bingo, watch it.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Alexander and Richard from Pointless, how exciting that we've got you here at Radio 1 today to play Innuendo Bingo.
It's more exciting for us.
Yeah. I mean, this must be a career highlight, being here at Radio 1.
It is.
It's a dream. You know, I'm more of a One Extra man, as you know, but
I know.
Radio 1 is, you know, I've got some time for it.
Yeah.
Mm.
I've never actually seen either of you casually dressed, and today is no exception. I mean, it's very overdressed for an Innuendo Bingo, would you say, Chris?
Yeah. What's the deal here? Are we allowed to get your suits wet?
Yeah. Of course you are. I mean, I think that, you know, you've got to commit to these things, I think. And I've seen lots of them before. I've never seen someone wear a suit. We thought we would.
Our deal is either we wear suits or we're quite naked.
Mm. Okay, good. Well, so today seems to be no exception on the suit thing. And you've bought towels as well?
Yes. But we're not going to use them.
Can I just... here's the thing. I have a logical question here. I don't understand. How wet we get is entirely down to Chris.
Yes.
I mean, if Chris can't keep it in, we suffer. And if we can hold our keep our upper lip stiff,
he
gets off dry.
Yeah. The thing is, though, don't keep it in. I mean, when we first started the game, it was like, oh, can you hold your water? Mm. Can you hold your nerve? Mm. That's gone right out the window now.
Because there's no...
Essentially,
no
meter, though, we suffer for his smutty incontinence.
That's right. That's a good way of putting it.
I've never been described in such an eloquent way. I mean, that's awesome. It's not so much about keeping it in. It's more about spraying so hard when you find something funny.
It's about spraying as hard as you can, isn't it? Okay. It's just, you know, it's a lot like life.
That's right. And he does it. He does this twice a week, so he has quite explosive power in his mouth.
Yeah, that's the thing. He's like, he's the Wayne Rooney of the piece, isn't he?
I find myself talking a lot, trying to talk a lot posher when you two are around.
Is that really true?
Yes. I've just noticed myself doing that, and I don't know why. That's awful.
You sound like him off Downton Abbey.
Yeah, or who's
have you done
guy?
Something jolly with your hair?
Xander. You sound like him. Yeah.
Yes. We did Pointless, a Radio 1 and 1 Extra special, which goes out this Saturday. Do you know, we had so much fun doing that.
So did we. It was brilliant. It was genuinely brilliant, wasn't it?
So competitive.
Very,
so competitive.
Very, very competitive.
So competitive. Oh, and we made Pointless history.
Yes. We can't say any more than that, no, but you'll have to watch on Saturday.
It's a sensational show, genuinely.
A good episode, I think.
Yes, I think so.
It's no innuendo bingo, but it'll do.
It'll do. Yeah. So that's Saturday at 5:30 on BBC One if you want to see the Radio 1 and 1 Extra DJs play Pointless. Okay. So, are we ready for bingo?
Oh, you know, born ready.
All right, okay. Mm. So, Richard and Xander are going to do this in a minute. You can watch this on the Radio 1 website. Anywhere where you can get Radio 1 on the screen, tablet, your phone, your computer, just go to the Radio 1 website.
The Scott Mills Daily.
The cameras are on.
It's time to witness the wetness. This is Innuendo Bingo.
Can you believe that Alexander and Richard are here from Pointless today to play Innuendo Bingo? A lot of social media excitement about this one. Guys, are we ready?
Let's do it.
Oh,
this
I'm
is
getting
brilliant.
I'm dry mouthed.
Have you ever done a three-way before?
I've done a few three-ways.
Have you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I can't lie and say
it's a disadvantage
first.
Here.
But no, look, let's just see what happens.
See what happens. Let's see who gets wet.
You didn't think that this would happen, did you, Chris?
No, I genuinely didn't think this would happen.
But thank you very much for taking part. And I know that you love a bit of innuendo, really. So watch this now, if you can, on the Radio 1 website. It's happening. Pointless innuendo bingo. Okay, lads, as much water in your mouths as you can, please.
There you go.
Fill it to the brim. If the water's going to come out, it's going to come out. Don't use your hands.
When we spray, we spray hard.
Yeah. Exactly, good. Yeah. Well, I can't wait to see this. Mm. We're starting with BBC One's popular show, Pointless. And as with any good quiz format, there's a pitch around. And I can see why this one in particular is so popular.
You have to identify the one you think the fewest of our 100 people knew. There are five pictures of tits.
Oh, see, this is...
That's good.
No, I didn't think we were going to go this hard.
No, all right. This is a revelation.
Oh, I'm sorry. Sorry, that was...
No. Don't hold back.
There are five pictures of tits.
Referring to the small birds there, of course, on that round, as you'll remember, I'm sure, from one of the many hundreds of thousands of episodes that you've recorded.
I'm trying to watch your technique, how exactly when you drink.
Well, originally it was going to be quite respectful. Then I saw you both lean towards me and spray right over me. So
it's that changed things. Now, a favourite from last week from Good Morning Britain. Water, please.
Mm.
Now, they're doing a feature on henpecked husbands. I wonder why this lady's husband stuck around at all.
I can explode, but it usually takes me more than 3 seconds. And I have to be sort of wound up and seething, and then I can stand it so long, and then I blow.
Oh, come on.
Chris, you're getting way more than you bargained for.
It's like I'm dealing with two veterans of the game.
This is better than you could have ever imagined.
I'm not missing. I'm just literally getting the crotch.
I mean, lads, it's straight down every time.
Yeah, we need to work on our.
Yeah, I'm trying to watch how Chris does it.
Aim to his face. No, I mean, he is good at it, but you've
how
just.
How are you doing on? I'll top you up.
Oh, all gone in his crotch. Thank you to Sam in Solihull for sending that one in.
I can stand it so long, and then I blow.
Now we're going over to Sean Keaveney.
What was she talking about?
She was talking about her temper.
Okay.
Sean Keaveney now on BBC Six Music.
Come on, Sean, let's do it.
On The Breakfast Show. Now, I worry that the early starts are getting to Sean.
It's 39 minutes past 8 here on BBC Radio Six Music, and I'm Sean Keaveney. I've got my... come in my shorts this morning.
How did you do that? There's water up there.
I went crocked again.
Oh, this is great!
Look at your trousers, man.
Chris.
This is ridiculous.
I don't. I'm saying that you've never been wetter.
This is so strange.
Come in my shorts this morning.
Sean Keaveney there, taking advantage of the hot summer weather earlier in the year. Okay, now we're going over to water, please.
You get paid for this, right?
What is my life?
Not much.
This is so cool.
Here we go. You watch them every day on the television, and now they're spitting in your face. Now, Fast and Furioso on Radio 4. See, we do Radio 4 stuff as well. Now, listen carefully, everyone, because there's a lot to be learned here.
But there's tonguing and all that that goes into it.
There is. I mean, something we practice, you know, if you tongue, you say ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta. If you want to tongue faster, you make a noise in your throat between these. So rather than da-da-da, you go...
What about... All about blowing a trumpet there, or learning how to.
You know, if you tongue, you say.
That's a great.
I thought I was waiting for him to go on to fingering.
Yeah, you missed that out.
This might be the most fun I've ever had.
Yeah. Do you think, Richard?
But also, I'm very hydrated. It's nice.
Yes, it's good, isn't it? Okay, now we're going over to Chris Evans on BBC Radio 2. Chris just loves reading out people's messages on the show. And I just hope he knew what he was doing when he read this one.
Morning, Lynn. This is from Stuart Clark. Morning, Stuart.
Morning, Stuart.
He says, I'm sitting in my wagon in Wisbech or Wis Beach, waiting to get loaded onto the ferry so I can be blown all the way to Glasgow.
Oh, dear.
Oh, this is... Richard is genuinely having a lovely time.
He's crazy.
He's having such a good time.
Double teamed by the lads from Pointless.
So I can be blown all the way to Glasgow.
Oh, dear.
Right. Pointless, Innuendo Bingo is even better than they could have ever imagined. Let us know if you're watching this. Okay, now we're going to This Morning on ITV. Water, please, lads.
Oh, yes, you're
water.
Yeah. More water. Keep it coming. Keep it flowing.
You all right, Chris?
I'm good. You're both getting quite wet now, actually.
Yeah.
The suits are...
drip dry.
Getting it.
Yeah, be fine.
This Morning on ITV, Phil Vickery will do absolutely anything to get on television.
Welcome back. Still to come, X Factor gossip. Plus, we meet contestant Zoe Devlin.
Also, Phil Vickery gets his pork out.
Phil.
Oh, Phil. He did that on Pointless, didn't he?
After the break.
Oh, Phil.
Scarcely put his pork away.
Also, Phil Vickery gets his pork out.
Okay, more water, please.
This is relentless.
It is relentless.
How are you doing? You all right for the...
I'm good.
This is so good.
I still haven't got the... Can we come back? Because we need to practice.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah. If you come back, that would be incredible. Yeah. Back to Pointless now. Mm-hmm. Another one from that show. I'm not sure who finds the contestants for your show, but I have to say they've really done themselves proud on this one.
Julian, welcome to the show. Now, how do you and Jackie know each other?
We met at a beaver party.
One went low, one went high.
That was double attack.
You got me good.
High and low.
Blimey.
Oh, dear.
What an opening...
That wasn't your innuendo, because they did meet at a beaver party.
What? Yeah. It just sounds a bit rude. What?
We met at a beaver party.
What even is that?
What goes down there? what happened? Just beavers meeting, is it?
Yeah, it's what you think it is. It's exactly what it sounds like. Oh.
Party is a bit weird. Just say meeting. And now...
You got a beaver meeting. I think a beaver meeting sounds worse.
Yeah, it does. More water, please. Now we're going over to Alan Titchmarsh on ITV. Now, when Alan started out in television all those years ago, I bet he never dreamt of being given opportunity like this.
Delightful as the company is, and delicious though the finger sandwiches and French fancies are, I've come here to see something, dare I say it, even more exciting.
With special permission from Her Majesty, I'm here to explore her entire garden.
Oh, this is... This is, if you're not watching right
it's
now...
It's impossible to keep the water down. Yeah. I just look at your face and it makes me
If you're not watching now, you need to watch this later. We'll put it on iPlayer.
Wow. Why is that so saucy? Her entire
garden.
With special permission from the man.
Special permission.
I'm here to explore her entire garden.
Okay. One more. Chris, you okay?
One more.
Yeah.
You'll be wanting
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, handy having a bin there, isn't
really
it?
Really handy. It's lucky that was there.
Yeah. Pointless innuendo bingo. And finally, a very British airline on BBC Two. Now, the air industry is big, big business, as we know. And I think companies will go to absolutely any length to succeed.
It's critical for British Airways. China's the second biggest economy in the world. I think in terms of opportunity, it's limitless, to be honest with you.
One, two...
Already behind the competition, Willy knows how critical it is to pull off Chengdu.
Okay, who is wettest right now?
I really don't know.
I think it's Chris. Okay, good.
That's Osmond with a cup to the face.
Cup to the face there from Osmond. And that was pointless in your bingo, which... Wow, I mean, that's so good. Thank you very much, Alexander and Richard, and make sure you watch our episode of Pointless Saturday at 5:30 on BBC One.
For more of the same.
For more of the same. Right, OK, we need those towels, I think.
Oh.
You OK, Chris? You're
right. Yeah.
It's kind of broken.
Oh, you put on quite a show.
Good game.
No, it was good.
Yeah, good game.
That was
Played
good.
In the right spirit,
Good game, gents.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Afternoon to Dan, who says, are you boys practising your mixes for tomorrow morning's next tape?
Well, are you?
I can't mix.
You can't mix?
I can't mix. Do you want me to mix?
Do you know what the tricky thing with the Nick's tape is? And the best DJs in the world will go and do the Nick's tape, but it can be two really random songs. I'm not making excuses before we go do it, but it's two really different songs.
Yeah. And you get, like, I mean, you can put all the effects over it you want, like the...
We'll give you plenty of flange.
Yeah, you can have all the flange, but... Often the songs, obviously, they're chosen at random by the listeners, so it can sound like a horse galloping. But we're not
that.
Making excuses. So tomorrow morning from 9, we're going to be on the Nick's tape, 9:30 on BBC Radio 1, with your suggestions, mixed together expertly by ourselves. Can't wait.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Scott and Scunthorpe has just watched the pointless innuendo bingo video and just... wanted to watch that one live for the pure gentleness of those two. They brought a certain class to proceedings today.
Very much so, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Gentlemen. Xander, who I think possibly is the posher person I've ever met.
I know they come as a twosome, so here's how I saw today's innuendo bingo. I think Richard Osman properly found it the funniest thing.
Yeah.
Would definitely come back.
Yes.
I think Xander had a great time. But I can't help but feel that it was largely because Richard Osman was having such a good time.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, he always spat slightly after Richard.
It's like he had to look to him first.
Yeah.
Quick look.
Yeah. But Richard will definitely come back, I think. Mm. It's a brilliant video. Go check it out.
BBC.
BBC Radio 1.
Yeah, we're coming to loads of universities next week on the Scott Mills Student Tour. I cannot wait for this. So we're going to 5 unis. It'll be the normal show. Loads of stupid stuff we've got planned. Like, we've really upped the stupidity. But it's going to be good. And you can watch it on the red button as well next week. Hello.
Hi, Scott. It's Cassie.
Hi, Cassie. Where are you?
I'm at Aber Uni.
Aberystwyth?
Yeah, yeah.
We're coming to visit you next week.
I know. Everyone's so excited. We're all buzzing.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. Well, not many people come here. It's a pretty small Welsh town, so this is a big thing.
So we're with you on Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, it's not just for students. It's for everybody that normally listens to the show. But the extra bonus is you can watch it on the BBC Red Button. All the normal stuff that happens. But we're doing it in 5 different locations all over the UK. And Aber Uni is one of them.
Yeah, I know. Can't wait. It's going to be really good.
Yesterday, we had someone on from Harper Adams and they said we need to bring wellies. Is there anything we need to bring to Aberystwyth?
Maybe a brolly. The weather's quite temperamental, so it'll be sunny today, but I guarantee it'll pour in down another day.
Fine. And what else can we do to prepare? Are there chants that we need to know?
There's a chance. Maybe brush up on your Welsh a little bit. It's quite a Welsh-speaking town, so knowing your pleases and thank yous might come in handy.
Are you off of Wales?
No, I'm from Birmingham.
But you know Welsh?
No, no, not at all. I'm terrible.
Oh, okay. Well, so you just told us to learn it, but you don't know any.
No.
So what day are we in Aberystwyth, Scott?
Thursday. That's
right?
Thursday on the tour.
So that's a bingo day.
That is, in fact, a day where we do innuendo bingo. Yes, it is.
Are we doing something jazzy?
I've got something really, really good planned at a location in Aberystwyth, in the university. Try and guess where it is.
Is it in... Oh, I don't know. Is it the Students' Union? Or will it be up on the beach, maybe?
There's a beach?
The beach is good. Yeah, there's a... Hello? It's Aberystwyth. There's a beach.
I didn't know there's a beach. No one told me there's a beach.
It's beautiful. Honestly, you should go. Or maybe up Consty, up the hill. There's an amazing view there.
Yes.
Could be a good site.
What do you mean? So where's better, down the beach or up the hill?
I don't know. Probably up the hill, because if the tide's in, you'll be screwed.
Chris isn't the best at geography. He knows that we're going to these places, but he doesn't know where they are. He didn't know that it was on the coast.
Yeah, it is. It's quite windy.
People were texting in yesterday that if you're a student, a late night dip in the sea sometimes is a must.
I don't think the union would recommend that, as we all have talks about not doing that, but it's done a lot, I think, especially now because it's quite sunny today. I guarantee that tonight there might be a few people in the sea.
Such a good resource, having a beach. Do you go on dates to the beach?
No, I haven't personally, but everyone, there's always a bonfire on the beach. It's like a social thing to always go have a bonfire or a barbecue if it's a good day.
Let's say that we wanted to turn up at the union on Wednesday night, me and Chris. Would that be fine?
Oh, yeah, they'd love it. I mean, everyone's recruiting freshers at the moment, so I'm sure you'll be recruited onto some kind of sporting team.
Are all the sports teams out then, are they?
Yeah, they're out. It's Wednesday night sports.
Hang on, what are you saying? To get into the union on Wednesday night, we'd have to be part of a sports team for it?
No, I don't think you have to be. I mean, you can all go, but it's their big night out on Wednesdays, so you might get recruited.
Yeah, okay. I do like that idea, though, Mills. What sport would you like to go under the banner of?
What would I like to be recruited for?
Yeah. There's loads.
Badminton.
About it. Badminton, or there's, I mean, rugby, hockey, cheerleading.
Have they got cheerleaders?
Yeah, we have.
There you go. That's your Wednesday night sorted, Mills.
I'd love a night out with some cheerleaders. Think about it.
We can make this happen.
This is possible, isn't it?
Oh, you so should.
All right, well, we might see you in the union then on Wednesday night.
See you then. Bye.
And remember, our show is from Aberystwyth Uni on Thursday, 1 till 4. Listen on Radio 1 and watch on the red button. Thanks, Cassie.
Bye.
Love you, bye.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Earlier, Chris mentioned that his friend Fernando wants to come and see us today. It's been a long time.
It's been a while, yeah, but he was in a situation, he was telling me, and I thought to myself, do you know what? Do you know who should hear this? Scott and all the listeners.
Okay. Where is he then?
He's just outside. Do you want me to go get him?
Absolutely, yeah.
Hang on 1 minute. So my friend Fernando.
Every time, same routine, isn't it?
Fernando!
Here he comes. Hiya.
Hi, Scott. You all right?
Yeah, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Really good. How's things been?
Yeah, good. Really enjoying listening to Chris on the radio recently. I really think he's hit some form.
Best he's been, do you think?
Definitely up there. Definitely up there. I'm sure the listener figures speak for themselves.
They certainly do. Anyway,
and how's things with you, Scott?
What?
How's things with you?
I'm all right. I'm slightly burning the candle at both ends right now, but I'm having a lovely time.
Yeah, Chris said that you have been caning it on the old freshers front, but I hear you do a fantastic live show.
Well, thank you. You've heard that, have you?
Yes, and you're one of the nation's premier live DJs.
Well, I'll take that. Thank you so much. So what are you here for today, then? Come on.
So anyway, I don't know if Chris told you, but I was in a bit of a situation the other day.
He did mention something, which is why you're here today, right?
Yeah. It involves my girlfriend and one of her best mates. Now, as I've said before, you know my girlfriend has quite a close circle of friends.
Yeah.
But generally, if I do experience them, it's as a group. So it's like parties and stuff like that.
Okay, right, so they're all together, yeah.
Yeah.
And do you get your friend group involved, or is it just hers?
I like to keep the two separate. There's been issues in the past where my friends have collided with theirs. Anyway.
Collided?
Well, it's just hard, isn't it? Because I've got a group of lads, and they're a group of girls. But they're a great group of girls, and my friends are, although they're good lads, They're very dangerous in social situations.
Very different.
Very different. It's chalk and cheese.
Okay.
Oh.
Chris, you're being quiet during all of this.
Yeah, I am. I'm just fascinated to hear what Fernando's got to say. So, Fernando, this situation that you're telling me about, would you like to talk Scott through it?
Yes, I would, Chris. Yes.
Sorry, wrong button. Go on.
So, anyway, the other night I was out working one evening. Yeah, because I do another job. I work in the evening sometimes.
Oh, what's your job?
I can't say.
You can't say?
I can't say what my job is, but I was going out to work the other night, and I was dressed quite smart for it, because it was quite a smart event that I was working at.
Okay.
And I thought I would bring my girlfriend along as well.
Why can't you tell us what you were doing?
No, it's fine, because otherwise it will give too much detail.
And all right.
So I was out with my girlfriend the other night. She was coming along to me whilst I'd worked. So when I was working, so she had someone to keep her company, I also said, bring a friend. And she decided to bring one of her best mates along.
Right.
Now, I was due to meet my girlfriend and her best mate at 6 o'clock, but my girlfriend got delayed by about an hour because of the trains.
All right. So you had to meet her friend before because your girlfriend was delayed?
Yes. So I was left in a situation where I had to entertain her friend for an hour.
Just you and her?
Yeah, which obviously beforehand filled me with dread.
Why?
Because the thing is, we're only really friends because of my girlfriend. Do you know what I mean? That's the thing that bonds us. And normally whenever I see her, it's part of a wider group. So I never have to really be on a one-on-one situation.
I see.
There's a lot more pressure in a one-on-one situation.
Yeah, because you don't really know her that well.
No. I mean, she's lovely and all, but I wouldn't have previously chosen to just say, spend an hour with her.
She wouldn't be your first choice.
If I'm honest, no. But I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. I just mean that if I had a spare hour, I wouldn't have thought of messaging her first.
Sure,
anyway,
I get
look, we've not been in a one-on-one situation before. Now, I'm dressed very smart because it's a smart event. Mm. She's dressed very smart as well. I've met her outside my place of work, where I work in the day. We decided to go for a drink because, you know, it's an hour to kill. So anyway, there was a small banter all the way down
towards the pub.
Oh, sorry. Go on.
Small banter all the way down towards the pub, all fine. Got into the pub. And we were probably the best dressed people in there.
Wow, that never happens to you.
Yeah, because it was a very smart event that we were going to later on. My girlfriend's delayed, so we're sat there, and I suddenly thought to myself, God, I reckon everyone thinks that we're on a date.
Oh.
And then I kind of thought, well, hang on, if I'm thinking that other people are thinking that we're on a date, she might even be slightly concerned that we're in a date situation, even though it is just my girlfriend's best friend.
Yeah.
So then I got really paranoid about it, because then I thought to myself, I definitely don't want her to think I have any kind of inkling that way, because I want to impress her, because it's my girlfriend's friend. She'll report back to the rest of them.
Yeah.
So I want to impress her, but I don't want her to think that I even slightly fancy her.
Right. But it's only because your girlfriend's been delayed that you're in this situation.
I know, but I'm in a suit. I'm in a nice
Why would she think that it's a date?
We're sat there one-on-one doing the same kind of chat you would do on a date.
Yeah.
But I just want to make it very clear to her that there isn't even a slight murmur.
Yeah, I know what you mean. So, absolutely no intentions that way, but you've still got to kind of impress her because she's going to report back to the friend group.
Absolutely.
Also, Fernando, there was another issue, wasn't there, about work and stuff?
Yes, there was. So, because the pub was near work, I was also concerned that anyone from work would walk past and see us. I'm there in a suit. She's a very well-dressed lady.
And they're all like, who's that girl that Chris is, that Fernando's with?
That Fernando is with.
Mm. So how did you make it clear to her that it's not a date, but you still kind of made it a bit impressive?
So I had this kind of paranoia about the whole situation. So I started to do things to just make it very clear. So I wanted to impress her, but I also wanted to make the situation a bit more uncomfortable.
Right.
So, for example, I bought her a very, very cheap lager. The cheapest I could find in there.
You didn't want it to look like you're treating her in any way.
No. So I also said, I'll go get the drinks, went off, got the drinks, but made sure it was like, do you know what I mean? Like a little bit. And I made sure there was ring on the glass. You know where you put the glass down, and
yeah,
if you spill a bit of the drink over, it makes a bit of a mess?
Yeah.
I made sure I made a bit of a mess.
Oh, right, okay.
Because it's things like that she's not going to... It just makes the situation a little less...
Perfect.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, like you're like make an effort. Yeah.
We're still getting on. Yeah. I'm just trying to do things to make it a little more friend zone.
Yeah, and also a bit like you would be with your mates, where it doesn't matter if the beer spills out.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So I went to the toilet a couple more times than I should have probably. The other thing I did is at one point, you know where you feel it brewing inside you slightly?
What?
And you try and stifle it.
Oh, what a fart.
I just thought I'd fart and I'd make a real, like, a real point of it.
Did you go, oh, I've farted there?
No, I didn't, but I did the old, better out than in. Do you know what I mean? Just to kind of reduce any tension that there was around the place, just in case...
Was it an audible fart?
It was loud enough. It did the job.
I don't think I've really helped you here, have I, Fernando?
No, this is good. I just want to make it very clear that if anyone did happen to pass a bar and see me, Chris...
Fernando,
in a place with a well-dressed lady, that there was absolutely nothing going on. It wasn't a date situation. It was all perfectly above board.
Chris, have you been in that situation?
I haven't been in that situation before, but I find this a very relatable topic.
Yeah.
Fascinating stuff, Fernando, isn't it?
Isn't it?
With Fernando there.
So after the show, you two got plans? Because obviously you've come in to Radio 1 now.
Yeah,
so.
No, I think Fernando's just going to head back. Yeah?
Is that right, Fernando?
Yeah. Yep, all good. I just wanted to share the story with you.
Yeah,
all,
that's great.
All good?
I just thought you two might have plans for later or something.
Probably. We'll probably go do something later. I mean, we are best friends.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you for coming in, then.
Pleasure.
And I'll see you soon, yeah?
See you later, Scott. Yeah. See you later, Chris!
The Scott Mills Daily.
Is he gone, Fernando?
Yeah, Fernando's gone, yeah.
Let himself out. It's weird, though. I mean, I was hoping that we'd get some kind of reaction from people going, yep, that's happened to me too. Not one so far. Oh, is there? There
to
is one.
To be fair, this is an interesting dilemma from somebody who wants to be anonymous in Plymouth. I have this problem with my girlfriend's sister all the time. So you can just imagine it's a situation where he's left on his own with his girlfriend's sister.
Yeah. Obviously, he's very happy with his girlfriend.
Yeah.
But you've also got to impress the sister as well.
Yeah.
I totally get what Fernando means.
Yes.
But, 100%.
But wants to impress the sister.
Enough
so that he's like, oh, isn't he the perfect boyfriend for my sister?
Yeah. Without thinking, oh, he's trying to crack on to my sister. It's a difficult one.
The Scott Mills Daily.
We're all on Pointless at 5:30 on BBC One on Saturday. We recorded it a while ago. It got extremely competitive. A bunch of Radio 1 and Radio 1 Extra DJs. Greg was on. Me and you were in the team together.
Of course.
Clara was there. Trevor Nelson. Yasmin off 1 Extra. It was a lovely day out.
And it kicked off.
It did kick off a bit.
I know we can't say the results or anything like that, but...
I really want to tell people how we did, but then it will spoil it if you watch it. It's 5:30pm on Saturday on BBC One. To warm ourselves up for that, we played Innuendo Bingo earlier with Alexander Armstrong and Richard Osman from that show. Now we're going over to Alan Titchmarsh on ITV. Now, when Alan started out in television all those years ago, I bet he never dreamt of being given opportunity like this.
Delightful as the company is, and delicious though the finger sandwiches and French fancies are, I've come here to see something, dare I say it, even more exciting.
With special permission from Her Majesty, I'm here to explore her entire garden.
I thought they were too posh to spit, but they're not. It was a brilliant, brilliant, brilliant Innuendo Bingo today. Richard Osman, he is massive and therefore got a lot of spray in him. It's on BBC iPlayer now. And this person earlier was like, I have a bath every night and while I'm in the bath, I catch up on The Chase, Pointless and Innuendo Bingo. Get it on BBC iPlayer now.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So I've noticed that a few of the members of the team are trying to smarten themselves up a bit in preparation for the uni tour. Because you know, like, when you've got a big event coming up, you want to look your best.
Mm.
I mean, I'm thinking of getting a spray tan before Monday.
Right, OK.
But then that looks a bit weird when you're in Stirling in October, when you're, like, brightly tanned.
Well, I've kind of just let myself completely go over the last couple of weeks.
I've noticed that.
Well, yeah, I know, and I know you've noticed, because every now and then you make the odd comment, like, oh, thinking of going for a haircut soon.
Mm. Yeah, I'm going to have a shower, Chris.
I know you're kind of encouraging me to try to look after myself a little bit better.
Mm.
But it's hard because it's freshers time, you know, and obviously we're out DJing a fair bit.
It's hard to look this good on that much sleep, you know?
And thinking about it, tomorrow night, we're DJing in Bath.
Yep. And then Leeds.
The night after Leeds. And then
we bang into the tour.
So actually no time for grooming.
I know. Well, I went to try and get a pre-tour trim today. But
where? This,
one of the hairdressers round here.
No, I'm upstairs.
Oh, upstairs, yep. Yeah. One of the hairdressers round here that is way too cool for me to be in. And I didn't realise until I walked in, I'm like, what am I going to do now? Mm. Can I leave? But some of the haircuts that were going on in there, I was like, I do not want that. A lot of skinny jeans going on. Do you know what I mean?
Was it one of those kinds of hairdressers where you have to sit in different areas? So it's got like its own little waiting room bit, and then you go for somewhere else for a pre-chat, and then another. I see these places and they terrify me.
It was one of those like that you only get in quite cool areas of town where everyone sat in the chairs having a haircut looks like one of Mumford and Sons.
Okay.
And I was like, this is clearly not for me. I actually had to walk out.
Right.
So now I'm like, I don't have a trim in time for tour. Everyone else has got one. Like, when your hairdresser is just a bit too cool for you, that was what happened today.
Also, red button. I mean, that's the other thing we've got to consider here. Lots of people will be watching.
I know.
Often we can rock up at the radio here. We can look actually quite disgusting.
Like, I mean, sometimes absolutely awful. But we're going to try and treat you to, like, you know, trying to look a bit better next week on the red button. I'll try and get a trim over the weekend, and lose about 3 stone. Bosh.
BBC Radio 1. Daily.
Also, Chris, you remember the rule that we said about the bus? Because we are going between venues, between universities next week on a bus. There is a rule that we all must adhere to. And what is that?
I don't remember.
Think about it. It just makes everybody a little bit more sociable.
What, leave you to it or what?
No, that's what, wasn't it?
Don't hassle Scott.
No. What? Just easier for everybody if there's no number twos on the bus. Yes?
Fine, if that's
are we
how you
all
want to
agreed,
play it.
Hands in the air. None. Not one number two.
If you want to play it like that, we can.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Greg James.
Good afternoon to you all.
Hello, my dear. How are you right?
I'm very well. Nice to have you all sober.
Yeah.
And I very much enjoyed yesterday's Rage Against the Answer Machine movie.
I really enjoyed that doing that, you know.
I keep thinking about it.
Well, you got more?
No, I definitely got more, but we'll do that another time.
I've been getting a lot of tweets since we did that yesterday about the the slight mistake that I made during my rage at a gig the other night in a college called Halifax. I thought they were shouting Annie Mac at me and got a bit annoyed at the students. They're actually shouting Halifax, Halifax. I thought it was Annie Mac and they wanted to get me off the stage.
But the problem is, to try and counter them screaming Annie Mac, you chanted back at them, Annie Mac.
Yeah. And I'm like, what is that weirdo doing?
Trying to join in the joke, which wasn't even there.
Chappers on your show yesterday?
He was on my show because we were doing this thing with Match of the Day 2, and which Chappers hosts. And I did actually say, get your Scott Mills Who at the ready, it's Mark Chapman.
Ah.
Which he loved. He hated it.
You've told me before that you've watched Match of the Day 2. We've chatted about it before. Always now, whenever I watch Match of the Day 2, I find it odd to think of you sat there watching it.
I sometimes, if my dad comes to stay, I'll watch it with Pete Mills.
Yeah.
Of an evening. I will. And it's like, oh, Chappers, I used to work with him.
Yeah. So anyway, we're doing this thing with Match of the Day 2 where we're getting the Radio 1 listeners to vote for what music they will use for the Goal of the Month montage. And you can do this now. You can vote for it, and it'll be on TV this Sunday night.
That is awesome.
So you know that they have real high octane, the best goals of the month, and you can choose the song that accompanies it.
Oh, I'm gonna. Can I vote?
Anyone can vote. You are welcome to. So there's 3 tracks. We've chosen a little shortlist. So it's Bring Me the Horizon, Throne, The Maccabees, Spit It Out, or Sigma and Ella Henderson with Glitterball.
I was going to go for Sigala. A, B, C, it's easy.
It's like counting three.
Okay.
So that you can vote right now on the Radio 1 homepage, bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
They're really good songs for it, because let's say you did have Lana Del Lol. I don't think that would be ideal for a goals montage.
Definitely.
All I want to do is get high, murder beat.
Or anything by Twigs.
No Twigs.
No Twigs, please.
No Twigs, no Adele.
No
slow,
not
Coldplay.
Suitable.
I think the Maccabees. I think that would be a good shout.
Okay, well, cast your vote. Do obviously, it. How can you do that?
You can vote right now. bbc.co.uk/radio1. And the voting closes at 6 p.m. tonight. All the terms and conditions are online, and I'll announce the results and the song that you'll hear on Match of the Day 2 to those goals just after 6 p.m. tonight.
Let's play Real or No Real.
The Tongan World Cup rugby team are preparing for their next match by eating in the same popular chicken restaurant 10 days in a row.
Oof.
Now, is that healthy?
Well,
is that okay to eat? That's 10 chicken meals in a row.
I've seen pictures of you taking delivery of a large amount of what looked like chickens to me as some kind of diet thing that you must be doing.
Yes, but
and
that
I've
doesn't
seen
mean
various
I...
other celebrities doing the same.
But that doesn't mean that I'm eating it every day.
What do you mean taking pictures? Where are these pictures
boxes
appearing?
Boxes of things.
Really?
I've seen it, yeah.
You take delivery of...
Boxes of chicken.
Frozen foods.
not frozen, it's fresh.
Meals on wheels.
Yes.
Yeah, but it's just chicken, I think.
It's like, not just chicken.
Oh, is it not?
But you can't eat chicken every day for 10 days.
It's just meat. It's boxes of meat.
Have you got a chef now?
No.
You've got a chef.
I haven't. Someone asked me this yesterday as well. Have you got a chef?
Oh, my God, you've so got a chef.
No, I haven't, though.
He hasn't, but you know what? He has learned to cook. Mills could literally... He was the worst cook I knew. Now he goes home, makes his own dinners. It's quite impressive.
You should bring out a range.
Can you imagine?
Ready Mills.
Ready Mills.
Mills for one.
Yes.
Oh, my God. Please, can I be in charge of the campaign?
Mills.
Got all the puns.
One. Writing that down. So, the Tongan rugby team are preparing for their next World Cup match, and they're eating chicken 10 days in a row at the same restaurant.
Well, this is what I was going to say, is the reason why you get all the chicken in is it makes you tonk. And the Tongan rugby team are massive.
Yeah, they are tonk.
You know,
but you can
really tonk.
You sort of can eat what you like if you're a professional rugby player.
Yeah.
And you could just burn it off. Right. You're basically a bin.
So you think they're doing it as a treat day, as a sort of motivational thing?
And it's probably superstition as well. You
you're
know?
Basically a bin.
You are basically a bin. Rugby players have to eat. So have you seen the size of some of them?
Yeah, they have to eat a lot.
They have to keep going.
Huge. So is this real?
I think this could be real. As Greg said, they get through a lot of food.
Yeah, real.
That one is real.
Some of the players have even gone twice a day. Their next match is against Argentina on Sunday, so we'll see if that diet worked.
So a friend of mine was out in Clapham, and the entire New Zealand rugby team were out the other night as well. So all the blokes in Clapham were like, I can't bear this.
It's chaos.
Because all the women were just going... Oh my God. Look at those. They're so fit. Oh my God. So all the blokes are like, oh, for God's sake, give us a chance.
Get out of town.
But it's all over the UK because the teams are in various different hotels and training grounds all over the UK. They go out en masse wherever they go. So I heard of a similar story in Leeds. I can't remember what team it was, but all out in Leeds. Can you imagine just like these massive guys?
What a force.
Cleaning up all round. Yeah.
And next.
A new pop-up shop in London offers a service to make your new white trainers look more worn.
That's so London.
Now, it so is London, isn't
it? Definitely
so rubbish.
Now, I go with the opinion that the more money you have, the more you want to make your trainers look brand new.
Oh, okay.
And if you have less money, then you don't want them to look like they're box fresh.
Interesting. But that
doesn't work with this then, because people are paying money to make their trainers look worse.
I know, but I think like your rap artists or your Charlie Sloths, that kind of vibe.
Yeah.
They love a gleaming white trainer, whereas us maybe wouldn't be so keen, and we'd want them to look worn.
I deliberately scuff.
Yeah. But now there's a service in London in the pop up, obviously, because they love a pop up in London. Ugh. About how to make your trainers look worn.
I don't think it's necessary, because you can do it yourself quite easily. Just stamp on your other foot.
Yeah.
That's
just rub it up against a dirty wall.
Pop-up is
one.
Pop-up is a phrase that annoys me when things don't pop down.
Dirty wall.
do you know what I mean? Pop-up is overused. It's like street food.
Mm-hmm.
I was in a pop-up pub the other day that served street food. And I wanted to point out to him,
oh my God, you're so...
this doesn't look like it's going to pop down,
right.
And this food isn't on the street. It's just phrases, isn't it? It's banded around. It's so rubbish.
Were you wearing some skinny jeans at the time, babe?
No, I wasn't. You know me. But it's...
Feel a bit out of your depth.
Oh, massively so.
Were you in Shoreditch?
It's so rubbish. Mm.
Anyway, so is there a trainer service that makes them look more worn, real or no real?
I think that's stupid. I think that's no real.
I can believe that someone would be doing this as some kind of quirky business. I'm going to go real.
That one is no real.
Not yet, but it'll happen. And it will be a pop-up, you know that. And finally...
You can now book to have a Christmas dinner at Hogwarts.
No, you can't.
Well, not real.
Doesn't exist.
No.
That's it, I mean, come on.
But it might be the set.
Oh, right,
well,
okay.
Actually, Harry Potter World's a thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
So, thinking about this, Come on. They've got to keep it going.
Well, it's the first of October now. So, lads, where should we go for our Christmas drink?
Oh yeah,
Hogwarts.
Should we get it booked in?
Let's go.
What are we saying?
Let's.
If this is true,
Expelliarmus.
We can have dinner.
I assume if it's Hogwarts, right, you've got to have that beer that they drink. Mm. I tried a bit of it. It was.
What do you mean?
It's called like butter bean or something.
Oh yes. Mm. Where did you try that?
It's not the same pub that was the pop-up one. It wasn't like that.
Was it when you went on your tour of Harry Potter World?
Have you been to Harry Potter World?
I have, yeah.
What's it like?
Yeah.
Is it good?
No shame in it.
Yeah, it's all right.
Is it?
Yeah. Apart from the beer, rubbish.
How did you get there? Did you get there?
I don't think it's real beer.
On the
That's
Express.
The thing. It's...
Well, it's for kids.
Well, then why are they serving it in Harry Potter? That's a good point. Why were they all boozing in Harry Potter?
They weren't boozing. Maybe the whole story is that they were just all drunk and none of it actually happened.
Did you... Oh, Chris, that's embarrassing, because did you go to... You can tell us. Did you go to Harry Potter World and be like, we had 5 pints of butter beer and start staggering around and it's actually non-alcoholic?
Hey, lads, let's go on the stag do. Let's go to Harry Potter World. Come on, let's go.
Get some butter beer.
Yeah, put your red trousers on. Let's go.
Right.
Okay, so if this is true, we're going... Well, it's probably booked up. But can you now book to have a Christmas dinner at Hogwarts? Greg, real or no real?
I'd love to. Let's do it. We should go. Maybe not Christmas Day. It's a bit sad.
It'll be a laugh. Get dressed up. Get our ones out. Have a good time. I think this is real.
That one is real.
Yeah. Whoa. You get to eat in the Great Hall and then you have a dessert on platform 9¾.
Why on the platform?
Why are you having a dessert on the platform, please?
Turf you out.
I've seen you do that before, Mills.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I got 20, Greg got 30.
I used to love a dessert on the platform.
A little pavlova at St Pancras.
A little trifle there at Tring.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Don't forget, our student tour starts Monday from 1 o'clock at Stirling Uni. And we're back tomorrow from 1 on BBC Radio 1.